Together, thank you for waiting while we dealt with some technical difficulties. And I'd like, first, we have a side-by-side, and if our health research staff, Danielle, could quickly walk us through the key distinctions, that would be helpful.
Sure, Madam Chair and members, there are only two differences in the entire bill, and they're both in Article 1, the childcare article. The Senate Section 1 is a Senate-only section, and that's a study and evaluation of money used to support children. And then House Section 3 and Senate Section 4 both relate to modifying the income eligibility for child care assistance. The House makes the maximum eligibility for child care assistance less than or equal to 67% of state median income, and the Senate makes the maximum eligibility less than 67% of state median income, and the rest of the bill is identical.
Thank you. And to the first issue, we've had a chance to talk a little bit about the discussion of mapping, which has been addressed in other bills, but there's also been a discussion of an inventory of early childhood services. And I've had drafted up with some input from Senator Patricia Torres-Ray some language about an inventory of early childhood services that would be done through the State Advisory Council on Early Childhood Education and Care. The language is similar to what people have seen on other discussions of it. The only changes to this that you should note is that it says the underlying 1.17b, the inventory shall, to the degree resources are available, because the funding for this is still a little uncertain. So it's to the degree that we have money, we're going to do try and include all of these things. And then on line 1.17 and 1.18, it makes it clear that the council is encouraged to seek and use federal and private funds for the inventory. And we have gotten some good news that there is some significant federal money coming in that this might be appropriate to use. But because we don't have the firm details, we need to just indicate that that's something that they could use this fund for at this time. Is there a discussion to the H1728A6 amendment?
Madam Chair, I would move the, if there are no comments or questions, I would move the A6 amendment.
Thank you very much. Senator Torres-Ray moves the 1728A6 amendment. All in favor of it, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. And the second issue is equal to 67%, or less than or equal to, or less than 67. So if you were just right at 67, should we be generous and let them in? Is there advice? Representative Slawick?
Madam Chair, I didn't realize, I guess when I was thinking we had gone through all these issues, so House Max Maximum is less than or equal. I think it's better to go with maximum of terms. Less than or equal to, I think, is set the food. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'm my apology. Just this is my bill, but I was just paying attention to the map and the early childhood, and I lost track of this particular one. So. Did we have a recommendation from the Department of Human Services with respect to which one is? Okay. If members don't have a problem, no, I'm okay.
Senator Marty
moves
that we adopt the House position on that, on the item of eligibility, which would be less than or equal to 67% of the state median income. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted, and with that, we will. We have a prepared conference committee report that actually anticipated that we might be at this point. Are there any other issues, though, that anyone wants to bring to the conference committee at this point?
Madam Chair, Could you tell me about the map that we were supposed to remove? I thought that we had a map language that was in the House that the Senate wanted to take out. Is that in this bill, or am I confusing?
Senator Ray, that was an addition to the Senate language, and since we're working off the House file,
that's right.
Unless there was a motion to add it in, it will not be in the Senate.
So we're working out of the House version, which didn't have that provision.
That's correct.
I got it. Thank you. Now I am.
If not, I will call the conference committee adjourned and thank all who've worked. I would like to move the conference committee, or you would like to move?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the conference report now be adopted.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay? Motion adopted.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, and the conference committee is adjourned.
Thank you very much.
It took longer to get the Now stay, and the conference will stay and sign. Ready. Senator Marston.
Yes.
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 So